Joe Cleary, disconcerted.
You can back up on her, guys. Provide she gets a clean getaway today, and she'll definitely take some boots.
What's your best runner today?
Disconcerted, Cara, sits there, stands here, kick tyres, light fire.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Disconcerted, just in front, just lasted. Disconcerted has just lasted here.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
It was an all-time call, it was an all-time promo. It'll be with us forever. Because we love Joe Cleary's work. Monday winner. No winner yesterday in the early mail at Bendigo, the nursery of champions. So we'll get to one of our other favourite tracks tonight. Sandown, midweek activity at Sandown, Whitey. What can you do? Tell
me. Yeah, it's another cool day in Melbourne. Considering that we are in the early stages of March, it's really cooled right down. Kane McCartan is the track manager at Sandown. Kane, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Kane.
Going well. Is it having any effect at all on the track, this cooler weather?
Yeah, look, we're obviously back on the lakeside too, so it's, you know, it's a completely new track for us, and we haven't raced there since the 20th of January, so it's fresh, even ground, but we did aerate that track just after that January 20th meeting, so it's had 5 weeks since it's been done, but it does change the way we look at it and prepare it, but and the cooler weather sort of adds another dimension. So, yeah, it's almost a change of the guard, really.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have we got today?
Yeah, so we're currently on a good four. We're just going to chuck a couple more mil on it this morning just to hold it there a little bit longer. Obviously, those it has been birdie drained, so there is a bit more movement around the soil with air and that. So if we get a bit of wind, it will dry it out a little bit quicker than what we've seen on the hillside circuit. But, yeah, currently a four, the six 9.3 and a shear 9.8 and overcast top of 19.
All right, and rail position?
Yeah, so back in the true. So we've got a lot of track to work with today, boys.
Yeah, absolutely. Very different to what we've had the last couple of weeks. Excellent. So good for 9.3, the going stick rail in the true position. Kane, as always, thank you very much.
Nah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Great stuff. Kane McCartan racing at Sandown on the lakeside today. Michael Kent Jr., along with Mick Price, of course, will be saddling up three runners today. And Jr. joins us this morning. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We are through, mate. How's your world?
It's flat out. Melbourne Premier sale the last 4 or 5 days. It's hectic because we go to the Gold Coast. It's a bit of a working holiday. You can sleep in, but Melbourne sale, you got to be up at 4 o'clock, then go to sale till 7 p.m. and do it all again day after day. So it's a tough week, but it was a great sale. They made crazy prices, to be honest. The bloodstock market is thriving in a minute. So the vendors were very happy, and the buyers were finding it hard to buy horses. So. And it was a good week, though.
What was the pick of the litter? Which one did you like the most?
The best horse, probably we bought a lovely Lonroy colt yesterday. Lot 536, so check him out.
Check 536, and I might do that during the break, actually. 536 at the premier yesterday, Lonroy colt, I like them. Now, let's have a chat about your runners today, three of them. Race one, number three, you've got a two-year-old Sebring colt in action. Dawn Hunter, who's had no racing on debut today, is a field of six in the first at Sandown today. What can you tell us about Dawn Hunter's preparation?
Yeah, it's actually five now, so
hopefully
he runs in the first five. He's a lovely colt in the Sangster colours, the very famous colours. And he's probably going to be better over a bit further as an older horse, but it's a lovely race to kick him off in. He's giving away experience. I think, it's probably not a betting race. I don't know if he can win. I reckon he might have a place, but there won't be a third dividend. So, he's a lovely horse. He'll run well, but probably think he'll run into a place rather than be a winning chance.
All right, that's race one, number three, Dawn Hunter. Have a bit of a look and see how he goes. Race five, number five, Redeal is first up again today. First up's been pretty good. Had a win and a third in its previous preparations. What can Redeal do for us today?
Yeah, she can run really well, guys. She's definitely got some black type in her at some point. Probably a touch further. It's a good race. You know, Charm School looks the one to beat, and bar that, very open race full of progressive fillies that have, many have won their last start. She's trolled up super. Just how the track plays, Sandown Lakeside, good track, can be hard to make ground, so be wary. By race five, we'll have an idea, so she can take a forward spot if we need be. Otherwise, I'd love to see her sort of fifth or sixth and running on nicely, but definitely an each way play at $7.
Righto, each way play there for race five, number five, Redeal. Was it number six, Redeal?
Number six,
my apologies. Race five, number six, Redeal. Then we've got race eight, number 11, your last one, Fighting Harada, who we know a bit about. Had a good win last time out, which was, 20 days ago, 3 weeks ago. Pakenham sat just off the pace and brained them late with 61 on board, 56 today, up in grade. What can we do?
Yeah, he looks well placed. He's a very, very talented horse, and as most are probably aware, he had a long time off just through a myriad of little issues, which are all gone now. You wouldn't find a happier, sounder, better looking horse. He's thriving. As you'd imagine, having so long off, he's improved. I reckon he's probably improved 3 or 4 lengths just looking at him visually. So he'll need to up in grade. But yeah, he's flying. We're very happy with him. My only reservation would be if the track gets really firm by 7 p.m. But I don't think it will dry out too bad today. Not an overly warm day. And yeah, he's probably our best for the day. He's in super form. It looks a nice race for him.
All right, we'll take it. Race 8, number 11, Fighting Harada, $2.80 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Great to see him back in action after 835 days before the last run at Pakenham. Good on you, Michael. Nice to chat as always, mate. Look after those young yearlings, and we'll look forward to chatting soon.
No worries, boys. Good luck today.
Thank you very much, Michael Kent Jr., part of the Kent Jr. Price Racing Team.
That race 5, number 6, Redeal.
Yes.
$6.50.
$6.50, $2.30.
In open markets, in early markets.
Are you suggesting that there's a double play?
If we had more money, Daniel, we would have a secondary bet, but we don't. So we've got to play line and length just for the moment, I would have thought.
Gamble responsibly.
Exactly right. Just like Marshall Dobson would do.
not the Marshall philosophy. Gamble responsibly. So we'll take it. We'll take the 280 and we'll run for race 8, number 11. I have to wait the end of the program, but race 8, number 11, Fighting Harada for the Price Kent Jr. Yard. That's what's happening at Sandown today. We'll get to the news. Johnny Bowden with the latest. And then Sherelle McMahon, the world's greatest ever netballer, is going to join us after this.